Hello, hello, you're listening to the Career Changemaker podcast. Having the courage to leave a career that you have worked hard to build and try something else can be tough. So in each episode, we dive into key career change strategies so that you have a clear understanding of what is required to transition into a new role or a new industry without feeling like you have to start at the bottom or have to take a massive pay cut. Because hashtag ain't nobody got time for that. If you are ready for frank and honest discussions about how to become a career changemaker, keep listening. I'm your host, lawyer turned career strategist and executive coach, Janine Esbrand. Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today, we are diving into all things LinkedIn. So if you know that you need to use the platform more, if you recognize that it could open more doors for you, it could position you differently in your industry so that you can attract more opportunities. If you know that you've needed to update your profile, but you've been procrastinating around it, then this is the episode for you, because we're going to talk about three different things that you can be doing on LinkedIn that would raise your visibility. And it doesn't have to be painstaking. It doesn't have to be intense. It doesn't have to be icky. It doesn't have to be inauthentic, right? So I want to talk about that, because when I work with female professionals who are looking to make moves in their careers, who are looking to make more of an impression, who want to get promoted, who want to show up, who want to attract their clients if they're running their own business, LinkedIn's a real barrier for people. It's a real barrier for people. And I think it's partly because it feels very professional as a platform compared to other social media platforms, right? It's like, this is where people go to talk about their careers, talk about business, and it's likely that you are connected with your peers that you work with, or peers that you've previously worked with, or bosses that you've worked for, clients that you've worked with. And so coming onto a platform and sharing anything can feel a bit daunting. It can feel a bit overwhelming. You can feel like you're required to get a bit vulnerable, and not everybody wants that. Like, I don't want to be sharing on LinkedIn. And the thing that I hear time and time again from clients is that when they are scrolling on their LinkedIn feed, they see people who seem to be promoting themselves and what it is that they do often. And to them, it seems as though the people are just boasting, and they don't want to come across as somebody who's always boasting about themselves and is arrogant. And so because they see other people showing up quite a lot on LinkedIn, they are reluctant to show up at all on LinkedIn. They don't want to be tarred with the same brush. I get it. We have a reputation to maintain, and we don't want to do things that make people think badly of us. But here's the thing. When I ask my clients, who are the people that you're concerned about seeing you on LinkedIn, they're rarely able to pinpoint one person. They're rarely able to name the group of people that they're referring to. They're just saying people. So my question then to them, and my question to you, is, are your goals big enough and important enough for you to be more concerned about hitting your goals than you are about what people, these unnamed people, think about what you're putting on LinkedIn? Because those people who are showing up regularly on LinkedIn time and time again are not doing it for fun most of the time. If you've got a LinkedIn strategy, you're not sharing for fun. You're sharing for a specific reason to achieve a specific goal. So if you are somebody who is a professional in your industry, you may be showing up on LinkedIn because you want to build credibility. You may be showing up on LinkedIn because you want to build your thought leadership so that your future clients can see you in certain light, and they can hire you to advise them, or they can hire your firm to advise them, or your company to work with them. Or you're doing it because you want to get visible and you want to create opportunities for yourself, and you want other organizations and other hiring managers to maybe see what you're about, because then they may reach out to you about potential opportunities. If you're a business owner, you may want to raise your profile because you want to attract specific clients to your business. So there's a reason why you're on LinkedIn if you're showing up consistently. So if you have a reason and you are showing up on a regular basis, your actions are aligned to your results, right? So it's like if you are on LinkedIn for the purpose of gaining clients or growing your business or getting a promotion, the work that you're doing to show up is so that you get that result. So if you're showing up on a regular basis, you're less concerned about what other people think if what you're doing is getting you the result that you want. If you're showing up on LinkedIn on a regular basis and it is putting five figures in your bank account every single month, or it is leading to you getting a promotion, a five-figure promotion, do you really care about the people that you don't really know or you can't really name and what they think? Probably not. So I think what's important when it comes to LinkedIn is it's not just about saying, okay, you need to get on LinkedIn, everyone needs to get on LinkedIn. It's what are the goals that you're trying to achieve, and will LinkedIn help you to get there quicker? Will LinkedIn make your life easier? So if you have a goal that you're trying to achieve, question, what are the tools that you're using to help you to move towards your goal? Are you using tools? Because there's lots of things out there that you could be using and leveraging. And of course, LinkedIn is a big tool, but there may be others. But it's about you really assessing, what am I trying to do? Where am I trying to get to? And am I really using the resources that are available to me in the best way possible? And for many female professionals, we're not using LinkedIn in the way that we could and we should. And so that's why I want to talk about what you can be doing, because it can feel daunting if you haven't been using the platform. If you're not on there, it's like, what do I even say on here? How do I update my profile? And then where do I go from here? I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of updating your profile. I will probably do a separate episode on that. And I have a LinkedIn checklist. So if you're interested in grabbing that checklist, let me know. Drop me an email. So if you send me an email with the title LinkedIn to janine@careerchangemakers.com, I will send you the checklist that will talk you through what you need to do with each section of your profile to optimize it. But beyond that, once you have gotten out your own way, made the decision to get on LinkedIn and be more active on there, you've optimized your profile, then what happens? I want to talk about the three different ways that you can raise your visibility on LinkedIn. Oftentimes people think that they have to go straight to posting on LinkedIn in order for them to be visible, but that isn't necessarily the case. So let's talk about the different ways that you can be seen and noticed on LinkedIn. So I have a three C's framework for this. So number one is connections. Connections, connections on LinkedIn. When you first start out on LinkedIn, it may be that you have just connected with people that you know and friends and colleagues. So you may have a few hundred connections, right? What we want at the very minimum is for you to cultivate a community of at least 500 connections. The reason why we say 500 is because after you get past that mark, the algorithm will prioritize your profile more in terms of showing what you're doing to more people and therefore increasing your visibility. So you want to build your network. But here's the thing, be intentional about the connections. If you have a particular goal in mind, there are going to be people that are instrumental in helping that goal to become a reality. So if you're deciding you want to change industry, if you're deciding that you want to expand your reach, who are the people that you should be connecting with? You should be building your network with connections that are aligned with your target, aligned with where it is you're trying to go. So rather than just having connections that feel very random, and then what ends up happening is you will be going through your feed and you'll be seeing things that aren't really relevant or interesting to you because the people that you're connected with are not aligned to where you're trying to go in your career next, right? What you want is to cultivate your connections in a way where you've got lots of people that you're connected with who are in the industry that you're moving into, who are in the space that you're moving into, who are sharing information, who are sharing articles, who are sharing knowledge, that is all beneficial. That can all be beneficial to you in terms of growing your knowledge, but also potential opportunities and connections and collaborations. So make it a point to reach out to people and connect with them. Once your profile is optimized, you can be reaching out on a consistent basis and connecting with people who are the types of people that you want to get to know because of where you're trying to go. Okay, so connections is first thing. The next thing is comments on LinkedIn. There are a lot of conversations happening on LinkedIn. People will post on LinkedIn and those posts can then spark a conversation depending on the topic. If you are committed to commenting on posts that are relevant to your target market audience or where it is that you want to be, you will become visible. Because anytime you post anything on LinkedIn in terms of a comment, your one-line headline is visible. So if you share something that's thoughtful, insightful, helpful, someone is then going to look and see your name and then they may well come and click on your profile. So you could say, I'm going to set aside some time every day and I'm going to look for posts, which you can search via hashtags, by the way. I'm going to look for posts that are on my topic and then I'm going to join in the conversations. And that can raise your visibility really, really well. The third C is content. So content is more, I would say it's a bit of an advanced strategy in the sense that most people shy away from that and they feel as though they don't know what to say, they don't know what to share, and therefore they're not going to do anything. But as you grow as a professional, even if you're moving into a new industry, if you're ambitious and you know that you want to grow and move your way up to leadership, then thinking about sharing your perspective is important. Sharing your thoughts, sharing your perspective, sharing your ideas demonstrates that you're the type of person who is capable of leadership. Why do I say that? Because as you grow in your career and you become a leader, it's less about you knowing what to do based on previous experience, and it's more about you figuring out what you need to do in this current circumstance. So more and more, you have to learn how to trust yourself and your judgment, because there's going to be circumstances that you get to make the final call on that you may not have encountered before. So sharing your thought leadership and really leaning into, what do you actually think? Like, what do you think? Not what should you think or what someone else thinks, but what do you think about a certain situation or a topic or an initiative? Share that. Share that. And the thing that I say to my clients all the time, and I want to say to you, is your perspective is valid. Your perspective is valid. Whatever you think, feel, you know, what comes to mind for you around a particular topic is what comes to mind for you. And you can share that. And I'm not saying that you just share the first thing that comes to your mind. Be thoughtful about it in terms of how you frame what it is you want to say, but don't discount the thoughts that you have and the perspective that you have. It's valid. So getting into a habit of sharing that more and more is going to help you to position yourself as somebody who is willing and able to show up differently, because most people are not going to be posting on LinkedIn. If you think about the millions and millions of users on LinkedIn, there's only 1%, roughly 1% of the users on LinkedIn that are posting. And that's because most people would prefer not to put their perspectives out there. So if you think about that, if only 1% of people who show up on this platform on a regular basis is posting, how much would you stand out if you were one of those people? So the three C's: connections, comments, and content. Connections, comments, and content. If you pick one of those, you don't have to do all of them, but if you picked one of those to get started, you're going to start raising your visibility amongst the types of people that you want to get to know, that you want to network with, that you want to potentially build relationships with. So let me know, head over to LinkedIn. We have an amazing group over there that we are cultivating, Career Change Makers with Janine Esbrand. Come into the group, tell me what you think about the three C's and let me know which of these you're going to be adopting. Connections, comments, or content. Okay, that is my rant over. I hope you now feel compelled to look to your LinkedIn profile and really think about how you can be optimizing it and leveraging it so that you can move towards your career goals. That's all from me for this episode. I will be back with you very, very soon. Until next time, look after yourself and keep moving towards your career goals. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any future episodes. Also, I would love to know what your biggest takeaway has been from today's episode. Come over and join us in our Career Changemakers community over on LinkedIn so that you can join the conversation there. Head over to lightbotscoaching.com/community and it will take you right to the group.